Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből, 2005. Hallott szöveg értése, középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this cassette, and the tasks and instructions are printed in this test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the cassette in order to give you some time to study the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections, in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. You will also have some time to check your work at the end of each task. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a check, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this section, you're going to hear some interesting facts about the tallest man in recorded history. Your task is to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
How tall are you? Well, I am 180 centimeters, and this is considered pretty tall. But compared to some basketball players, we are just dwarves. I can still remember that a few years ago, there was a player in the Russian team who was 239 centimeters tall. And any professional team today will have a few players who are above 200 centimeters. Modern opinion is that the tallest recorded man of whom there is irrefutable evidence was Robert Pershing Wadlow. This giant of a man was born in 1918 in Alton, Illinois. A normal, healthy baby boy weighing 3.8 kilos. But at the age of 2, after an operation, young Wadlow began to grow at an abnormally rapid rate. At the age of 5, he was 163 centimeters tall. And at the age of 9, he was so strong and big that he was able to carry his father up the stairs of the family home. On his 10th birthday, he was 195 centimeters tall, and at the age of 14, 226 centimeters. 4 years later, at the age of 18, Robert Wadlow stood 234 centimeters tall and still kept growing. By his 21st birthday, he had reached a height of a little more than 272 centimeters and was the tallest man recorded in medical history. His weight was 222.7 kilos. He wore 47 centimeter long shoes, and his hands measured 32.4 centimeters from the wrist to the top of the middle finger. Wadlow's rapid growth caused a problem with one foot, on which he had to wear a heavy metal support or brace. Unfortunately, the brace caused an infection of his right ankle, which eventually led to his death in 1940 at the age of 22. If he had lived longer, he would probably have reached or surpassed the height of 274 centimeters in a year's time.
Big Bad John. Big John.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the passage in shorter sections.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the
head. How tall are you? Well, I am 180 centimeters, and this is considered pretty tall. But, compared to some basketball players, we are just dwarves. I can still remember that a few years ago, there was a player in the Russian team who was 239 centimeters tall. And any professional team today will have a few players who are above 200 centimeters. Modern opinion is that the tallest recorded man of whom there is irrefutable evidence was Robert Pershing Wadlow. This giant of a man was born in 1918 in Alton, Illinois. A normal, healthy baby boy weighing 3.8 kilos. But at the age of 2, after an operation, young Wadlow began to grow at an abnormally rapid rate. At the age of 5, he was 163 centimeters tall. And at the age of 9, he was so strong and big that he was able to carry his father up the stairs of the family home. On his 10th birthday, he was 195 centimeters tall. And at the age of 14, 226 centimeters. 4 years later, at the age of 18, Robert Wadlow stood 234 centimeters tall and still kept growing. By his 21st birthday, he had reached a height of a little more than 272 centimeters and was the tallest man recorded in medical history. His weight was 222.7 kilos. He wore 47 centimeter long shoes, and his hands measured 32.4 centimeters from the wrist to the top of the middle finger. Wadlow's rapid growth caused a problem with one foot, on which he had to wear a heavy metal support or brace. Unfortunately, the brace caused an infection of his right ankle, which eventually led to his death in 1940 at the age of 22. If he had lived longer, he would probably have reached or surpassed the height of 274 centimeters in a year's time.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
This is the end of Task 1. Task 2. In this section, you're going to hear an interview with Fenella, a radio announcer. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer in the corresponding box. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
Deeply, deeply bat the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curve you got.
And I've got a letter here, and very nice too, from Evelyn Ogilvy, from Gateshead. Hello, happy new year to you. As I don't have a fax or email, Royal Mail is my way of correspondence. Please, if possible, can we know a small amount about Fenella?
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Oh, aren't they nosy?
Yeah, they are nosy. Eye colour?
Greeny brown.
Hair colour?
It's a reddish-ish.
Shoe size?
Galoshes size 10, I think.
Ooh, big girl. Mm-hmm. Height?
5'5"
And hobbies? Go on.
Hobbies? Rollerblading.
Ooh, dangerous woman on skates. Well, there was something else. Pet?
I'm just, not at the moment.
Can you knit?
A scarf, yes, I can knit a scarf.
Education?
Oh, very, very minimal.
Terribly bright. You're let off the hook.
Oh, thank
I think we know enough
now. Is that enough?
Oh, joy. What's your favourite drink?
Oh, anything. I'll drink anything, I'm afraid. Absolutely anything.
What a gal.
Deeply, deeply bat the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curve you got. Deeply, deeply bat the fun we had. Deeply.
Right, said Fred, and deeply dippy. I think we should dedicate that to Fenella, having survived the Spanish Inquisition.
Let's set sail for seas of passion now.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the passage in shorter sections.
Deeply dippy about the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curve you got.
And I've got a letter here, and very nice too, from Evelyn Ogilvy. From Gateshead. Hello, happy new year to you. As I don't have a fax or email, Royal Mail is my way of correspondence. Please, if possible, can we know a small amount about Fenella?
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Oh, are they nosy?
Yeah, they are nosy. Eye colour?
Greeny brown.
Hair colour?
It's reddish-ish.
Shoe size?
Galoshes size 10, I think.
Ooh, big girl. Mm-hmm. Height?
5'5½".
Hobbies?
Go on. Hobbies? Rollerblading.
Ooh, dangerous woman on skates. Well, there was something else. Pet?
Not at the moment.
Can you knit?
A scarf, yes, I can knit a scarf.
Education?
Oh, very, very minimal.
Terribly bright. You're let off the hook.
Oh,
I think we know enough now.
Is that enough?
Oh, joy. What's your favourite drink?
Oh, anything. I'll drink anything, I'm afraid. Absolutely anything.
What a gal.
Deeply dippy about the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curve you got. Deeply dippy about the fun we had.
Right, said Fred, and deeply dippy. I think we should dedicate that to Fenella, having survived the Spanish Inquisition.
Let's set sail for seas of passion now.
This is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you're going to hear a short radio program about left-handed people. Your task is to fill in the gaps in the sentences below with one single word. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
I'm different, don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play your goddamn game. Got a different way of walking.
We are born with two hands, a right hand and a left one. But only about 15% of us are left-handed or lefties. Everyone else is right-handed. They use their right hands much more than their left. Scientists do not know why there are so many more right-handed people than lefties. Some very famous people have been left-handed. Alexander the Great was a lefty. So was Napoleon. Other famous lefties in history include Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Queen Victoria of Britain. In the 20th century, famous lefties include American President Gerald Ford, tennis player Martina Navratilova, singer Paul McCartney, and the great Brazilian soccer player Pelé. These people demonstrate that lefties are just as intelligent and talented as the right-handed majority. However, lefties have had a difficult time throughout history. The Roman word for left, for example, was the same word used to describe someone who was evil or untrustworthy. The German word for left, linkisch, also means someone who is unskilled. The French word gauche can also mean a person who does not know how to act socially. In Spanish, the word for left, izquierda, means the wrong way. In Italian, the word machino, or left, can also mean someone who is dishonest. And we all know the Hungarian word for left, bal, also has certain negative connotations.
Drives the women kind of wild.
Kind of wild. He's different.
They don't care who knows it.
An organization in the United States, Left-Handers International, is campaigning to give lefties their rights. Dean R. Campbell in the state of Kansas started Left-Handers International in 1975. His goal was to increase public understanding of the special problems faced by lefties, and he wanted lefties to find and help each other. Campbell and his organization published what they called not a Bill of Rights, but a Bill of Lefts. This document states that lefties should enjoy the same rights as right-handed people. Lefties should be free to use their left hand as they desire. They should not have to apologize to others for being a lefty. And they should even be able to shake hands with their left hands when they greet someone. Are you a lefty? If so, you should be proud. You share a tradition with Mark Twain, John McEnroe, and Benjamin Franklin. Lefties of the world, stand up for your lefts. I mean your rights.
I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play no boss man's game.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the passage in shorter sections.
I'm different, don't care who knows it. Something about me is not the same, yeah. I'm different, that's how it goes. Ain't gonna play your goddamn game. Got a different way of walking.
We are born with two hands, a right hand and a left one. But only about 15% of us are left-handed or lefties. Everyone else is right-handed. They use their right hands much more than their left. Scientists do not know why there are so many more right-handed people than lefties. Some very famous people have been left-handed. Alexander the Great was a lefty. So was Napoleon. Other famous lefties in history include Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Queen Victoria of Britain. In the 20th century, famous lefties include American President Gerald Ford, tennis player Martina Navratilova, singer Paul McCartney, and the great Brazilian soccer player Pelé. These people demonstrate that lefties are just as intelligent and talented as the right-handed majority. However, lefties have had a difficult time throughout history. The Roman word for left, for example, was the same word used to describe someone who was evil or untrustworthy. The German word for left, linkisch, also means someone who is unskilled. The French word gauche can also mean a person who does not know how to act socially. In Spanish, the word for left, izquierda, means the wrong way. In Italian, the word machino, or left, can also mean someone who is dishonest. And we all know the Hungarian word for left, bal, also has certain negative connotations. An organization in the United States, Left-Handers International, is campaigning to give lefties their rights. Dean R. Campbell in the state of Kansas started Left-Handers International in 1975. His goal was to increase public understanding of the special problems faced by lefties, and he wanted lefties to find and help each other. Campbell and his organization published what they called not a Bill of Rights, but a Bill of Lefts. This document states that lefties should enjoy the same rights as right-handed people. Lefties should be free to use their left hand as they desire. They should not have to apologize to others for being a lefty. And they should even be able to shake hands with their left hands when they greet someone. Are you a lefty? If so, you should be proud. You share a tradition with Mark Twain, John McEnroe, and Benjamin Franklin. Lefties of the world, stand up for your lefts. I mean your rights.
That's how it goes. Ain't gonna play no boss man's game.
This is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.